welcome back to another episode of the Fit Father Podcast. Today, I am not doing this recording in the sauna. I tried. I actually got about 10 minutes in and thought I was going to pass out. I tried to get in there after my workout, and I've done this once before, but I've never had to do a podcast right after it. Bad decision, so I'm re-recording this now. But today, I'm going to keep this discussion short because... Actually, my daughter is just waking up for a nap. So today I want to discuss with you the importance of having the right support around you and the right people surrounding you who are going to support your decisions to be happier, to be healthier, to be more successful. And identifying those people is super important. Okay, because if you allow people who are going to constantly bring you down, people who constantly bring in negative energy, people who constantly complain about things, people who are never looking to help you or are only looking to help you the bare minimum, then that's going to make your efforts to progress in life, to live a healthier, happier life, that much more difficult. And really, I mean, it could be someone who you interact with on a daily basis, someone you interact with a couple times a week, maybe once a month. If you allow those people to stick around your life, allow those people to constantly wedge their way into your thoughts, allows people to frustrate you in trying to move forward in life, it's going to make your efforts to think positive, your efforts to do good things that much more difficult. The opposite is true as well. If you surround yourself with people who are nothing but supportive of you, people who are willing to do whatever it takes, even that means sacrificing things to allow you to be healthy and happy and progress, then it's going to make your success come that much faster in whatever goals you have. If your goals are to eat healthier, if you have someone who's willing to help you along with those goals, help you stay on the right path, whether it's a coach, a friend, a family member, it's going to make things happen for you that much faster. If you have someone who's not willing to help you, friend, family member, a coach, then it's just going to lead to more frustration. It's going to lead to inconsistency. It's going to lead to constant roadblocks, and it's going to lead you to second guess your decision. And I bring up those three sources of support, friends, family, coaches, because those are the people that generally are the most common people in your support system. They're the ones who you interact with the most. And we all have someone, or in some cases, many people in our lives who are not supportive of your ambitions to better your life. And they come from friends, they come from family. And you've got people that you may never even have realized are supportive of you, people that you're not that close with, that are willing to lend a hand, people who are willing to help you without even you asking. So identify these people in your life and surround yourself with the people who are willing to support you, who are willing to go to great lengths to support you, who are not a me first person, and cut out the people who are not. And that might be really hard for you. You may have to have some hard conversations. You may have to, if you, you know, you may have to thicken your skin. You may have to just cut these people out of your life entirely. If they're poisonous for your well-being, then you may have to cut them out of your life completely. And that might put you in a hard spot momentarily. But understand that if your focus is on doing good, being in service to others, and making a positive change in your life, the outcome in the future, okay, the future you is going to be much happier, much healthier, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. You're going to be hundreds times, millions times better, happier in those, and or much improved in those areas of your life. But if you allow the people who are going to constantly bring you down, people who are going to constantly make you frustrated, people who are going to constantly make you angry, people who you can't help but think, why is this person being this way to me? Then you're just going to spend valuable time focused on that. Time that you could be focusing on how to improve your life, how to be healthier, happier, and more successful. I know this was a bit of a soapboxy type podcast, but I see this a lot with parents I talk to who are really struggling to make a decision, or in some cases they don't make a decision because they're worried about the support system they have. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, that in not all cases are you going to have a positive support. In some cases, the people who you are closest with are not going to be supportive of you. And that doesn't mean everyone that you're closest with, but it might be. It might be the person you see the most. It might be the person who you live with. It might be a person who you talk to on a daily basis. So identify these people. Make sure that you surround yourself with the people who are supportive of you, people who are willing to help you, people who are willing to just, they're willing to be selfless in order to see you happy and successful. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of this podcast. Like I said, it was a shorter one. We're at like 8 minutes now. Let's see, what things do I have to tell you about? What updates? So I am about to do another 5-day Fit Family Jump course starting May 6th. So if you know, or if you know of anyone who would be interested in that, I'm looking for moms and dads who are looking for, looking to gain momentum and hit the ground running and learn a little bit about nutrition, a little bit about exercise and lifestyle factors that they can implement in their life immediately in order to really gain momentum in living a healthier, happier life. Let's see what else. There's a Facebook group out there as well. It is called that I created called a Fit Family Get Up and Move Facebook group, where I am giving some advice on a weekly basis. I go live a few times a month, and I also have some challenges that I do on there. It's absolutely free to join. There's nothing that I charge for in there. All that I ask is that you guys are, if you join, that you are active, you're supportive of the members in the group, you're respectful, and that you participate in the challenges I give, which, by the way, they're not these crazy weight loss challenges. It's really just, as the title of the group is, it's get up and move. It's getting people, or moms and dads that are maybe not at a place right now where they feel confident joining a gym, and they need something to kind of move the needle from home. So it could be just going for a walk, could be a 10-minute workout next to your bed, could be stretching at home, all those things in there that we're looking to do on a weekly basis, multiple times a week, and just sharing what we're doing and just supporting the heck out of each other. Because again, I understand what it's like to come from a place where you feel like maybe you don't want to take a huge step towards joining a gym and stuff like that, and just need to build some confidence in order to get the ball rolling. So again, that Facebook group is called A Fit Family Dash Get Up and Move. If you want to join that, you can join. All you gotta do is answer 3 questions. And then if you have any more questions about that, if any more questions about doing individual coaching, you guys can reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook at Joe Jungman or JJ Elite Fitness. You can find me on Instagram at JA Jungman, JUNGMANN. All right, guys, until next week, have a great rest of your day.